Good morning, and welcome to yet another episode of Popping Off with Phil, the podcast. Happy Tuesday, co-host. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. For some of us in certain parts of Atlanta, or in certain parts of Georgia, I should say, we experienced a little snow. kept us at bay. It wasn't really nothing. I'm just saying that to be facetious. And hope your Monday was a good Monday, and you got a fresh start to a new week. For those of us who happen to be off next week, Monday, for President's Day, we got a long weekend ahead of us, 3-day weekend ahead of us. So that's always something to celebrate, because we won't get another one until May, I think, for Memorial Day. So, yeah, I enjoy every little vacation I get that doesn't require me to take any of my time. But let's talk today. When did we get to the point where we could no longer agree to disagree peacefully? When do we get to the point where we ignored just human decency and lack so much compassion and empathy for one another in tough situations? You know, the one thing that's unique about African-American culture is this sense of community, this innate urge to protect one another and to fight for one another. And even if it's a situation where we disagree amongst ourselves, we have a way of doing such that doesn't compromise one's safety, that doesn't put someone in a position where they feel like they have to fight for themselves or protect themselves or their opinion or their integrity. And yes, I'm talking about this whole Gayle King, Kobe, Lisa Leslie, Snoop Dogg clusterfuck of things. And I'm talking about it because we can agree to disagree that Gayle King exhibited journalistic integrity during that interview with Lisa Leslie. We can say that the timing was poor. We can say that it was insensitive to Lisa and to the family. We can say that it lacked empathy. We can agree to disagree on those things. But let's talk about some things that we can't agree on that I think have gotten lost in the shuffle because we've focused so much attention on hating Gayle and threatening Gayle and canceling Gayle, and also, oh, well, don't forget our good girlfriend Oprah and calling her a coon and calling her other despicable names that our mothers and grandmothers and ancestors would not approve in the way that we treat our women. Our women who, particularly Black women, because that's who I'm talking about today, have always had our backs, despite the things that we do, despite the things that we did, despite the things that we've done, that we continue to do, you know, whatever phase in life we as Black men have been in, there have been women to support us and to back us. Even when they thought or knew we were wrong. And yet we've gotten to this place where so many people feel comfortable, especially Black men, being so outwardly hateful and demeaning towards women like Gayle and Oprah. What we can agree on is that Lisa Leslie handled that situation with grace. And like I told someone else, you could see her thinking. I could see her wheels turning, trying to find the words to honor her friend, but also not necessarily take light of the situation, you know, not to, you know, demean in any way the person identified as the victim in that particular situation. Did we get so caught up in our grief for Kobe that we neglected that his legacy is complicated? You know, so this is the thing. We all have secrets. We all have past. We all have things that we're not proud of. And the privilege of being a private citizen, which I spoke about a little last week, is that we, or the week before last, whenever I talked about it, is that we get to live out those shames in secret. Unfortunately, the price of celebrity strips you of that privilege. That same privilege that I have, it strips you of it. And that's just the name of the game. You and your family and your business and your indiscretions, your high moments and your low moments are all subject to scrutiny because of your celebrity. And death brings about even more scrutiny because, let's be real, people are able to ask the difficult questions of people that are connected to you that they may not have been able to ask you. You know, they're able to ask other people's opinions of you. And that happens. But does it mean that it didn't exist, that it didn't happen? You know, one minute we say a case being dismissed or a person being acquitted doesn't mean anything. And then on the other hand, we say that a person being acquitted and a case being dismissed means everything. Which one is it? Which one is it? I don't even remember the case, to be honest. I had to be reminded of it because of this particular situation. But I do understand how complicated a person's legacy can be and how we can't ignore, just because we're in grief and we're mourning, the fact that there were complications. Today is the 8th anniversary of Whitney Houston's unfortunate, untimely passing. And although I say unfortunate and untimely, for years people have been saying that it was fortunate and just on in time. As a matter of fact, it was delayed. No one seemed to have that same level of compassion for her. The order of the day seemed to be to really uncover and disparage the last 24 to 48 hours of her life. Every interview I saw talked about how disheveled and wet she looked when she met with Clive and Brandy and Monica as they were doing an interview. Every picture I saw and interview I saw talked about the night before she passed at Kelly Price's Grammy party. Everything that I saw was an interview with some no-name celebrity woman. I can't think of Stacey's last name, who talked about the altercation that she had with Whitney the night before she passed. That's what they focused on. So juxtaposed her being definitively the greatest voice of all times and all of the contributions she's made to music, all of the philanthropic contributions she's made to society and the greater world, her school, and you know, the money that she's given to support certain things, things that we didn't even know. All that took a backseat to the fact that she was an addict. Nothing more, nothing less, but an addict. You know, but she's Whitney Houston, so Whitney Houston doesn't get the opportunity to be an addict. Because she got money, she got fame, she got the voice. Why drugs? So there's no pity or empathy for her passing because she did it to herself. There's no care for her child. There's no care for her siblings or, you know, her partner at the time, whoever that might have been, or her mother, or anybody. You know, we just want to talk about how I'm pretty sure she wasn't clean, and I'm pretty sure that her death had something to do with an accidental overdose. Let's focus on that. And even after it was determined that her death was due to drowning, there was no shortage of coverage on the fact that there was a small trace of cocaine in her system. And even though people specifically said, medical professionals specifically said that it wasn't enough to incite an overdose, it was there. We need to let you know that it was there. Complicated. Or Prince. Complicated. An artist who gave so much of himself and fought so much for the freedoms and the integrity of other artists and musicians to have rights. A person who broke barriers and was very unique in the way that he did it. And yet we focused so much attention on the fact that he was taking painkillers. We focused so much attention on the fact that he didn't have a will and didn't have things in order. No empathy for his family. Complicated. So when we lose someone, we have to run the gambit and talk about all of those things. We just do. They're hard. They're difficult. My mother's passing, complicated. But there's privilege in privacy. There's privilege in not being rich and famous and not having celebrity that allows you to deal with those things privately. But if I shared just a fraction of what it was like to lose my mother suddenly at 28 when she was only 49 years old, and the things that I had to endure to ensure that I could properly lay her to rest, and the issues that I've dealt with since her passing, financial and emotional, it might change your mind about some things. Whether or not I agree or disagree with Gayle King's interview and what was said and the way that she approached it, I think one thing that we can agree on is that another person of celebrity, so blinded and so I'ma say what I wanna say, and in this instance I'm talking about Snoop Dogg, who took the time to demean, degrade, and threaten this woman. And all of the people that follow him and support him and believe him, and all of the anger and pain that people have associated with and surrounded around Kobe's passing, putting all of that additional hate and vitriol into the world, what good does it do? At this point, we haven't spent any time honoring Kobe Bryant's memory and legacy. We haven't spent any time honoring the contributions that he's made. We haven't spent any time talking about the impact Gianna had on his life and on the life of others in such a short period of time. We haven't talked about any of the other 7 passengers on that plane and the impacts and things that they've done to better their communities and to better their friend circles and to better their families. We haven't talked about any of that. We had one night to talk about his contributions to the game and to celebrate that. And we haven't said anything else about it because we've been so focused on the fact that we believe that Gayle King and Oprah Winfrey are anti-black and anti-black men. And so we haven't talked about Kobe at all. We haven't talked about his legacy at all. We haven't talked about his contributions at all. It hasn't been about him at all. It hasn't been about the incident at all. The complications surrounding that helicopter and the fact that it probably shouldn't have been in the air. The fact that a person whom is and was qualified, overly qualified in some regards, to operate this craft, this aircraft, probably made a poor decision in flying that day. That's complicated. And this whole cancel culture, we can cancel Oprah, we can cancel Gayle, but folks still want to wear Gucci. Folks still want to shop at H&M. Folks still want to patronize businesses that are Trump supporters. People still got their money in big banks. No one's left Wells Fargo or J.P. Morgan Chase or Bank of America. People still drive their American cars. You know, there's so many other things in this world that require or should demand a higher level of attention for us. But we say, oh no, it's too inconvenient to support black business. You know why? It's too expensive. It's too pricey. Why pay them an extra $20 when I could just go here because it's convenient? Because they don't want you there and they don't support you and they don't believe in you and they are actually putting their money and resources and energy and efforts behind somebody who doesn't care about us at all. That's complicated. That's worth canceling. That's worth talking about. But we want to focus our attention on Gayle and the fact that we feel she was wrong. And because she's wrong, she deserves not only to lose her job, she deserves to be hurt, to die. Death threats, y'all. All while this is going on, there was a farce of a Senate trial to impeach the president. There was so much suppression and so many lies told that this man is acquitted, and I put that in air quotes, acquitted, and spouting about this acquittal. But we focused on this other shit. Okay. It's okay to not agree. It's okay to be hurt. But at this point, we are acting as if Kobe Bryant was our dad, our husband, our brother, our child, our teammate, our best friend, our godfather, our uncle. We're taking on roles and responsibilities that aren't even rightfully ours to own. Yes, you can grieve. grieve. Yeah, absolutely. But we need to take a look at that. Figure out ways to agree and disagree respectfully and peacefully. It's just a thought. Something to think about as you go through your day. I love y'all for real. Thanks for listening to me. Thanks for continuously supporting me. Let's talk about it. What are your thoughts? What do you say? How do you feel? Am I right? Am I wrong? Because I can debate, you know, right or wrong with you. I don't have that issue. But it grieves me that this is where we are. So many more important things going on in the world. And we've totally shifted our attention away from the person and the family. The fact that Vanessa Bryant is destroyed and needs help and support. And she has to read and see these things. You don't think that that's hurtful to her? Oh, no, because we think that we're protecting her and her family by threatening other people and wanting them dead or wanting them hurt or wanting them canceled and suppressed. Because we think that that's what Kobe would want or that's what he would support. Which is totally adversarial to his very personality and core. People who know and love him, or people who thought they knew him, you know, people who've had interactions with him or may have a relationship with him, are saying these things about people, things that he wouldn't even say. I don't think he would say these things. So let's think about that, because we're protecting his legacy, because we're not talking about the complications in his legacy. I can't think of a celebrity who's passed that whose legacy isn't complicated, and I can't think of a person who's a non-celebrity who's passed whose legacy isn't complicated. You know, let's deal with that. Let's face that. But let's turn away from this hate and this vitriol that we're putting into the world that only serves the powers that be currently. All right, I'm done. I'm off my soapbox. Hey, guess what? I was a co-host on a new podcast called The Sweet Soul Spot this past Sunday. It was published Thursday via Anchor. It's still coming to other platforms. You know how it is when you have a new podcast. Well, maybe you don't know. So we have a new podcast. Anchor makes everything simple, as I say in my little sponsorship. But it takes a while sometimes for the other platforms to pick it up. Like, they have to go through their initial vetting and approval process to make sure that the content that you're putting out there is not steeped in negativity, racism, and supremacy. In that vetting, it takes a little time for it to become live on those particular sites, but it will eventually be on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, just to name a few. Obviously, there are going to be other platforms that it'll be available on, but those are three of the main platforms that people are normally into. So look out for it. It's about music. It's about soul and R&B music. It's about our perspectives. We'll dissect albums. We will introduce new artists to you, or not necessarily new artists in terms of new to the game, but just new to you. You know, we'll talk about their albums, we'll talk about their contributions, we'll make suggestions, and in the future, hopefully, we'll get a chance to have some artists there, and you'll actually get the chance to hear some live music. It's a baby and it's an infancy, but I think we got the right mix of people who really, really love music and who really want to talk about it in an informed way. And in a different way. We want this podcast to be different. So tune in. We don't have a regular date. We're going to record, you know, once or twice a month. But I will definitely keep you guys posted. Obviously, I'll put things on Popping Off with Phil's podcast, IG page, so you can see what's going on. And we would love your support, and we would love for you to tune in to that podcast as well. I love y'all for real. Have a great Tuesday. Peace.